Mayor Kirk Caldwell says rail transit presents the most incredible opportunity in 100 years to shape transit-oriented development, TOD, through Honolulu's dense urban core by growing the city vertically in a new direction.
We're going to start the project again for rail this fall, and there are already developers who are starting to plan developments around future transit stations, where if we don't come down with a zone and tell them the kind of enhancements we're looking for in infrastructure, certain project will occur that's going to hem us in.
Caldwell says his administration will plan TOD from the ground up instead of from the top down. The mayor then introduced his new administrator of the city's TOD program, Harrison Rue, a former Honolulu transportation planner who currently lives in Virginia. Starting September 1st, Rue will coordinate policies, plans, and strategic investments and try to involve the neighborhoods surrounding the 21 planned rail stations.
Cities evolve over time. So every time we build something in a city, we're adding to and making it better or sometimes making it worse. And so I think anything we do, particularly in these TOD zones, is a chance to make it better.
After the news conference, City Department of Transportation Director Mike Formby said a working group has been formed to integrate the bus and rail. Formby says a seamless transportation system is a key component of TOD.
It's complete streets, it's intermodal connections, it's working with Department of Planning and Permitting on all of those behaviors that we want to change to get people to come into the transit zones, to get on rail, and then at the end of the day, to get off rail and to leave the transit zones.
The city has limited development oversight in the Kaka'ako area, which has two transit stations under the purview of the state's Hawaii Community Development Authority. But earlier in the day, Executive Director Tony Ching assured city council members that HCDA supports the mayor's TOD plan and providing affordable housing for local residents is a priority in Kaka'ako.
I count existing, currently permitted, and pipeline projects at about 6,500 market units. I count workforce housing, which is no more than a family making $120,000 a year, and it's about 4,400. So there is a 60-40 mix.
Meanwhile, the City Council and the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transit are scheduling community workshops for public review and input. The next scheduled meeting is planned for July 30th to review station designs for Kapolei. Mayor Caldwell says the city, state, and neighborhoods must plan, have patience, and engage.
We're not talking anymore. We spent 3-4 years of talking about transit-enhanced communities. And I think that it's time to stop talking, and it's time to start taking action and actually create these communities.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.